Arkansas's safe haven law has been amended by the state legislature to allow the use of baby boxes to be installed in police departments, hospitals, as well as fire departments for distressed mothers to anonymously and safely relinquish newborns. The measure is expected to be signed by Governor Asa Hutchinson. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
The first safe haven law, enacted in Texas in 1991, provided the right for mothers to abandon newborn infants at safe locations. For example, a police station, emergency room, or designated church without fear of being charged with child abandonment. All 50 states today now have some version of a safe haven law. Recently, Pennsylvania, Indiana, and Ohio have also enacted laws allowing for baby boxes, high-tech hatches installed on the exterior of approved facilities where infants can be safely and anonymously transferred inside to authorities.
And to date, the safe haven law has saved about 3,700 babies.
Monica Kelsey is founder and CEO of Safe Haven Baby Boxes, a nonprofit corporation established in 2015.
When you look at how many babies have still been dumped in this time frame, and dumped, I mean illegally dumped, in dumpsters and trash cans, you know, there's almost 1,700 babies that are still been dumped.
She says Arkansas, Michigan, and Georgia are also developing baby box laws, and Arizona has approved safe baby drawers. Revolving receptacles, known as foundling wheels, trace back to the Middle Ages and were affixed to stone facades of orphanages and churches, with a bell hanging nearby to clang to alert those inside that an unwanted child had been placed there.
And those went away years and years ago, and ever since then, the abandonment rate has went up.
Sanctioned baby hatches today are equipped with temperature-controlled environments and silent alarms to alert emergency personnel within seconds that a newborn is on the premises. According to the Guttmacher Center for Population Research, the federal government doesn't track data on abandoned newborns in the U.S., but just last month, a newborn was left in the grass, in the dark, 50 yards from a Lake Charles, Louisiana hospital entrance.
You know, a hospital is a safe haven location in all 50 states, so a woman could have walked into that facility, handed that child over, and turned around and walked away, but this mother chose not to go to the door. She just dropped the child 50 yards from the door and took off. So you have to ask yourself, why? Why would this mother know that this is a safe haven location, go all the way as far as she could, but not through the doors to hand the child over? And it's pretty obvious. This mother didn't want to be seen, and this mother didn't want to be known.
Monica Kelsey, who tracks baby abandonment news stories, says such mothers don't understand laws exist to protect them and their newborns from harm.
You know, I'm a firefighter medic out of a small town in a small city in Indiana, and my husband is the mayor of our city. If a woman brought me a child today and handed me a child at my fire station, chances are I know her, I know her brothers and sisters, and I know her parents. She's not going to bring me a child knowing that I'm going to know her identity. But would she place her child in a box that is electronically monitored, tested rigorously, to make sure that her child is safe and that her life goes on without prosecution? And the answer is yes, because we've had three babies in boxes in one state.
Kelsey says her nonprofit doesn't manufacture baby boxes.
We have designed these boxes, and a manufacturer builds them for us. But they've been through rigorous testing. We've had experts in almost every field weigh in on the safest way to surrender a child in one of our boxes. And we've taken every one of those recommendations and made it part of our program. You know, we have three alarms on each of our boxes that are not connected to each other.
Kelsey says she and her team for $10,000 can provide the device as well as technical assistance on installation, operation, and maintenance. The nonprofit also helps with fundraising, finding local sponsors to subsidize baby boxes, but unlike other safety devices, these have no video monitors.
You know, anonymity is what these women want, and anonymity is what we're giving them.
The national nonprofit operates a free hotline for mothers who feel incapable of keeping their newborns, 866-99-BABY-1, referring them to the closest safe haven facility in that state.
Since we launched in 2016, in April of 2016, just in one state, we've had three babies in boxes. But we've also had 44 surrenders, which is huge. So you can see that our focus is on women walking into facilities and handing children over versus placing a child in a box. But yeah, we do partner with locations. This is not something we take lightly. There have been locations that we have declined to work with because we don't feel that it would be a good fit. And we'll continue to work that way because these children's lives are at stake, and we want to make sure that it's as safe as possible for a newborn that's placed inside.
On her website, Monica Kelsey says she's made Safe Haven Baby Boxes a personal mission.
My biological father is a convicted rapist, and I was abandoned as an infant. If I am not the definition of unwanted, I don't know what is.
The Arkansas Safe Haven Amendment, Senate Bill 168, sponsored by Republican Senator Cecile Bledsoe and Republican Representative Rebecca Pettibuth of Rogers, adds municipal and fire departments as additional safe havens, working alongside law enforcement and medical institutions. Thomas Good is Assistant Chief with the Fayetteville Fire Department.
Yeah, I think that it's a good thing. Anytime that we can make it easier for mothers to safely leave their children, if that's what they choose to do, I think it's a good thing. Allowing for them to not worry about facing prosecution, especially in cases where there's no abuse, I think it's a good thing.
As for installing a baby box inside a Fayetteville Fire Department facility, Assistant Chief Good says the concept has yet to be formally proposed, let alone discussed. But in theory, he believes the devices have merit.
They do allow for the safety of the child and the immediate notification of emergency services that the box has been opened. That was my big concern, was how do we know? But they are tied directly to dispatch and an alarm to get responders notified.
Assistant Chief Good says Fayetteville firehouses are not staffed 24/7, but on-duty crew, even at large, respond to calls within minutes, day or night. Fayetteville fire stations are also certified safe places, one of 20,000 around the nation, where any individual in crisis can walk in for help, according to the National Safe Haven Alliance, which also maintains a map of baby safe haven laws and facilities by state. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
You can learn more at safehavenbabyboxes.com.